So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Happy New Year and welcome to Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about his meeting with the next U.S. Energy Secretary, Rick Perry. Also, Lynn Helms gives us an update on the natural gas situation out in the Bakken. Looks like there's going to be some major projects on the horizon to help reduce that natural gas. Also, William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group, talks about how natural gas is going to be used in the new Davis refinery to fuel that big facility. Plus, inventor Peter Carl talks about how his microwave oil production can be used to replace fracking in some shale plays and how it works with refract wells. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
So here's to the picture that holds us laughing, and here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
Let this moment pass.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now.
What are you hearing from employers? Is there been out in the Bakken, there was a big push for drug testing. Obvious reasons, you're working on drill rigs, you're behind semis, you a lot of times heavy machinery, so manufacturing. They were using hair follicles out there for a while. Do you guys, are you finding that there's an increase with employers, or is it the same industries?
I'm seeing the smaller companies get involved. The larger companies have always been involved in drug testing, manufacturing companies.
Like Bobcat or something.
Yeah, exactly. Drug testing, any kind of manufacturing company's got a drug program. Any aviation programs have drug programs. Where you're starting to see it is your smaller, your daycare places that have five or six employees. I've seen a lot of small financial offices. Not so much in retail, but some of the larger box store retails, we see a lot of drug testing. So it's getting more popular. People are realizing, you know what, it costs so much to hire a new employee and train them. An extra 40, 50, 60 bucks isn't that much compared to, you know, I can get rid of them right away instead of training them for a month or something, find out, then I got to get rid of them. It's better to find out right away.
How about random drug tests? Is that, are you seeing
random
is
not as much as popular as pre-employment is. Pre-employment, most companies will do pre-employment and they'll cut it off there. Some of the larger companies will do random, and we are seeing a little bit, but not a lot. I would say, you know, maybe 10% of our drug tests are random. Majority of it is pre-employment.
Are there any federal regulations, like say through the DOT or the air bases or anything?
The DOT has their procedures for, you know, for like pilots, military personnel, truck drivers. CDLs, and there's a few others, pipeline workers, railroad workers. They have a standard 5-panel drug test. We have to comply with it exactly the way it's been set up. It's the same 5 drugs. It's the same way of testing. We have a certain procedure how we have to communicate with the donor, how we do things with the donor. It all has to be done. We get audited yearly on that by the governing body.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we do our pre-employment non-DOT tests the same way. I train all my employees the exact same way, so we get in a good habit of doing the exact same thing for everything. It's pretty simple stuff, but there are certain rules that DOT follows. The whole purpose for the DOT testing is not to catch someone, but to deter somebody from it. Because we have industry standards when it comes to testing. Some of the DOT is almost higher, or their standards are actually less lenient than the industry standards. So that tells me that they're not trying to catch you, they're trying to deter it.
So from testing. More of a deterrence.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of industries where drugs use is kind of high. Manufacturing is one. Truck driving has been considered pretty high. CDL, because they have to work long hours and they need drugs to stay awake.
That would be like amphetamines or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's very popular. And
how about like that trucker's speed that you could buy at the convenience store?
I don't know anything about that.
You know what I mean? No. I think it was,
you're talking like those little shots?
Either that or, we called them cross tops in high school, but they were...
high in caffeine?
Yeah, pretty much. But you could buy them at Mini Mart or Loaf and Jug.
Yeah.
I imagine anything over the counter wouldn't...
shouldn't cause any issues.
Shouldn't cause any issues. How about those energy drinks? Is there anything in there that can show up?
Not to my knowledge. You're just looking at caffeine and stuff like that. When you're drug testing, you're looking for drugs that... on the most part, illegal use, unless there's a prescription for them. Over-the-counter drugs really don't do anything.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Little George was our last.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Wake in the morning, Georgia's all I say. She's smiling back at me. Georgia's our lassie.
Next, we head to Belfield, North Dakota, where the Meridian Energy Group is building the Davis Refinery. And I gotta tell you, this is a very exciting project happening in the Bakken. I mean, this is so exciting that this will be the first greenfield refinery to be built in the United States in more than 50 years. So this news goes well beyond the Bakken. This is a global story. Now, why is it a global story? Well, first of all, Meridian Energy Group is a leader in innovation, clean fuels technology, and are setting the standard for modern oil refining. They're taking all the latest and greatest technology and applying that to the Davis Refinery. So it'll significantly raise clean construction standards for all refinery projects going forward. Here, let me give you an example. The refinery is going to use natural gas as a fuel source to run the facility, which will enable the Davis Refinery to produce near zero sulfur diesel and jet fuels. Plus, Meridian will supply local industries with the fuel they need so they can operate efficiently and at peak capacity. Not to mention, providing cleaner diesel fuel locally will displace the transportation fuels that are refined and delivered from remote areas, and that's going to help significantly reduce transportation-related pollution and create a much safer Bakken oil field overall. The Meridian Energy Group, energizing a cleaner North Dakota. Check them out online. You can visit the Davis Refinery at davisrefinery.com, or you can check out Meridian Energy Group at meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Wake in the morning now.